Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name is Justin Mecha, and I'm going to add a fourth component to our show this weekend, Matt. And that is this is also a source of unpopular reality. Like, and I said reality, not realty. Let's talk about that for a second here. Unpopular reality. I'm going to bring perspective to the table about real estate in general. And my goal here is to bring unpopular perspective, unpopular thought process, so that maybe we shake some heads a little bit here and we get to the matter, all right? We get to the truth of the matter. Before I do that, I want to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Listen, friends, happy weekend to you out there. I know that it's cold. I know that we had the snow and the snow has maybe since gone away for a little while. And what that is Mother Nature saying, are you ready? Are you ready, friends? Listen, I was just up in Alaska for a week and toured the facilities up there, and they still sell a lot of real estate with snow like up to here. And for those of you listening, I'm holding my hand up way high, right? For those of you who have the video, well, you don't have to worry about that because you're going to get all the visuals. I have some graphs, I have some numbers, I have some statistics, and I'm going to be talking about all this this weekend because I want to bring to you an unpopular reality about real estate. Let me ask you a question. Is real estate too expensive right now? Now, hold on. Before you throw something at your radio, for most people, the answer is yes. For some people, the answer is it doesn't matter. And that brings me to my first point. Let me discuss the word affordable or affordability, okay? That word is actually incredibly subjective because what's affordable for me may not be affordable for another person, and what's affordable for another person may not be affordable for me. It's always subjective. Now, what we're actually talking about, friends, because I know you're hard in this, you're talking about, oh, my kids won't be able to afford a home in the Flathead ever. My kids will, here's the phrase that I hear most, my kids will never be able to afford a home in the Flathead. And I want to respond to that statement with this question. How long is never? That's a really long time. That's a very, very long time. So be very careful using that word, because I'm pretty sure a long time ago, according to this graph, when interest rates were as high as, let's say, 12 or 13 or even 18%, the word never came up a lot as well, except for it wasn't that much longer in the historical perspective of things that it became more affordable, okay, for the average person. So the word affordability is subjective. Be careful using it. And the word never is a very long time. Be careful using that too, because unless you've got the crystal ball and you're actually telling me the word never is true, let's probably stop using it. Okay. I don't want to, hit too many people in the throat this weekend, so I'm going to be careful with my words. However, the point I'm wanting to make here is that affordability is subjective. And by that, I mean this. Yes, our average real estate sales price in some of our pockets of some of our communities eclipses $1 million. And there's two people in this room and there's only one of them who can afford that. And his name is Matt. This guy can't afford that. And Matt is shaking his head with a big yes. That's no problem. Couch cushion money, of course, because that's what they pay the producers in radio, right, Matt? Yeah, everything is true on radio. it's on Facebook, it's true. So my point is this. The $1 million price tag still is affordable for some people. For most people, yes, I agree, including me, not affordable. However, for some people it is. Listen, if real estate was too expensive, it wouldn't be selling. That's the reality. If real estate was too expensive, it wouldn't be selling. So affordability needs to be challenged. What we're really talking about here is more than likely what's called a workforce housing gap. Now, I know that that's too many words to print, which is why the headlines and your newspapers will say affordability gap or affordability problem. Really what they mean there though is we have a workforce housing affordability gap or pricing gap or whatever it may be, meaning that your workers of your restaurants and your coffee shops and your bowling alleys and all of the places that we like to go and spend our money at and have a good time at are likely having to move to outlier communities because they can't afford to live inside that community. And yes, I would agree, that's a problem. We're not going to solve that problem by saying with blanket statements that say housing is too expensive or it's unaffordable, because that's also probably not true. Let me surprise you with something. Would it surprise you if I told you that the cost of our housing is only about 6% higher than what it should be? Would it surprise you? Now, I know that a lot of us are like, wait a minute, my taxes went up 40%. That's also probably not true. However, let me go back to that question. Would it surprise you that your housing costs in our area are only about 6% higher than where they should be? If that surprises you, hang on. We're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to unfold that for you. And I promise you, yes, there is some truth to that, although not as much as we may think. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. We're going to take a quick break and come back with some more unpopular realities around our real estate community. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. We're discussing unpopular reality around our real estate industry. And that's because it's so popular to say, oh, it's terrible. Oh, it's too expensive. Oh, you know, problem. Let me go there psychologically for a second here. It's easier to complain than it is to change. It's easier to complain than it is to change. And let me give you an example. You know, I woke up this morning and when I looked out and it was cold let's go to deep winter. You wake up in deep winter, I'll wake up in deep winter. I'll look out there and I'll see that there's another, you know, foot of snow in my yard. And I'm like, oh, great. And then I'll look outside of my car and I'll see that there's a foot of snow sitting on top of the windshield. And I'm like, oh, great. So now I have to go there, start my car a little bit earlier. I have to go get the broom off the snow. And then I have to get the ice chisel and chisel off the ice. And I have to do all this stuff while I'm in my jammies and my jacket. And I can complain. Like I'm going to complain about it, right? Now, it would be a lot easier just to pull my blanket over my head and complain about the weather and decide to do nothing and say, you know what? I really have always dreamt of being on unemployment. I'm not going to go to work today. It's a lot easier to just do nothing than it is to get out there and change stuff. It's true. Let's be human for a second. It's true. It's easier to complain than it is to change it. And that's what I feel is happening oftentimes when we say things, blanket statements like real estate's too expensive. My kids will never be able to afford to live here. Never is a long time, remember friends. And too expensive is subjective. Let's break it down. I'm going to hold up a graph. And for those who are watching the video, you're going to get this big and bold on the screen. And I'm going to hold it there for a while because it's a lot to read. In this graph, I'm looking at home prices annual, year over year over year, going back as far as 1990, which some of you weren't even born yet, children, and then going as recent as 2023, this year. And if you look at these home prices and you look at especially how they behave the first decade of being represented from 1990 to 2000, and then even 2000 to 2005 or so, on average, conservatively speaking, and a national average, I'm going to break this down in another minute here. On average, home prices appreciate about 4% year over year over year over year. What you have here is a trend line. It's almost like you can snap it and predict what the next year's home value would be. So for example, if you bought a home for $100,000 in 1990, that home, based on this data, would be worth around $104,000 in 1991, which means if you were to buy the same home, meaning if you were to wait a year, you're going to pay 4% more. Now, spoiler alert, friends, that number is nearly double, and in some cases, more than double in our valley. Why? Well, because real estate in, let's say, the middle of Kansas behaves in a very different way than real estate does in beautiful Northwest Montana. I put emphasis on the word beautiful because I want you to take a second and look around. That's why our prices are higher, because you have more to look at. You have more to do. You have more to enjoy. We have over 240 named bodies of water in our county alone. I think that commands a slightly higher price than, let's say, the middle of Kansas. And I don't mean to make fun of Kansas, although I did read that there was a time in Kansas history that they were paying people to move there. Yeah, that's called desperation. And we don't have that. We're probably never going to see the state of Montana saying, I'm going to pay you to move here because unless it's, you know, Glendive, It's pretty, right? So sorry, Glendive. We don't broadcast though there, do we, Matt? Okay, that doesn't matter then. All right, my point is this though, because we have a more desirable area to live, we're going to see higher prices. It's called value. And the way you compensate value is the price tag goes up, which is why our home prices are greater than the national average. However, we behave very relative to trend lines. Like year over year, we see about 8% appreciation. So 1990, if you bought a home for $100,000, in 1991, it was about $108,000 to buy that same home, which means if you sold the home, you're going to gain $8,000. That's just how it goes. This is the economy of real estate. That was the truth up until about 2005. We all know what happened. In 2004, it actually eclipsed that 4% trend line. In 2006, on a national average, we were 21% above where we should be. Where we should be is that 4% average. In the health of real estate appreciation economy, 4% is what we want to see, or 8% in your pocket communities such as this place. 21% above the trend line in 2006. We all know what happened in 07 and 08. It crashed. And in 09, we dipped below that trend line, and we didn't resurface on a national average until 2020. So what that means is, unpopular reality, if you bought a home between the years of 2009 and 2020, and 2020, if you bought a home between 2009 and 2020, you didn't pay enough for it because you bought it at discount. That's what that means. Look at the graph. Well below the 4% line. Part of what we are experiencing now is called correcting that. Like, we got out of that belly and we saw what happened in 2020 and 2021, and you compound that with a confused economy about where we go and who's essential and who's not essential and who's going to work from home and who's not going to work from home, and the fact that, you know, Montana actually has high-speed internet, so I'm going to move my family to Montana and do my job remotely. Because you confused the economy with all that demand, that just poured more gas on the fire called correct what was undervalued and now becoming close to value, which is why we eclipsed our value. Yet we only went on a national average about 12% above where we should be in price. Now, we've been correcting for the last 18 months, and it's projected that by the end of this year, we're only going to be about 6% higher than the trend line. Only 6% higher than the trend line. What's the difference? Well, the mortgage rates. Of course, Justin, the mortgage rates are too high. Would it surprise you if I told you that our average rate today is only about 1% higher than the national average over 40 years? Would it surprise you? Meaning, let's go back to that challenge between change and comfort. If we were to go back to 1950 and say, you know what, let's just keep the interest rate here and lock it here and keep it the same, you would be paying 6% anyways. And you would have never experienced 3.5 or 2 or 4 or 5. It would have been locked at 6. My point, friends, is this. The story is far more robust than what the newspaper headlines or the media headlines are going to say when they say affordable and high and never. When they use those absolute words, it puts all of us into a corner and nobody does anything. We decide to just pull the blanket over our head and say, I'm not going to do anything about it. And I'm challenging you to turn that around and say, I'm going to be an agent of change and I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to invest into my future and into my family right now by making a move in real estate. This is The Flat at Home. So my name's Justin Metcha. Be safe, be well. And of course, as always, have fun out there, friends. Welcome home.